Now, obviously, one way that you can increase your income is by investing your money, because when you invest your money, the whole idea is now you're putting your money to work to attract you more money. That's the passive way to earn more money. But if you really want to earn more money quicker, you got to be willing to...
What's up, everybody? I am Jaspreet Singh, and welcome to The Minority Mindset.
If you are living paycheck to paycheck and you're struggling with your money and you can't figure out how to get ahead financially, you have two options. First option is you can kick, scream, complain, and cry about it. You can talk about how your bank screwed you over, how your credit card company is keeping you in debt, how your student loans are the reason why you're broke, how your corporation is screwing you because they're not paying you enough, about how everything, how the system and everything around you is keeping you broke and is keeping you struggling because it's keeping you stuck in this system. That's option one. Option two now is you can do something about it. Now you can take a look at everything going on and you can say, you know what? Yeah, all these things suck, but there are things that I can do. There are things that are in my control, and I'm gonna focus on the things that are in my control. That way I can take charge of my personal finances, and I am going to ignore this because I understand these things will keep happening, but they're not going to help me. And you can understand now, how can you make your personal financial situation better? Because the reality for every wealthy person, every rich person, every whatever you wanna call it, financially free person, what they have decided is, first, I'm gonna make a decision that I wanna take care of myself, I wanna take care of my family, I wanna take care of my community, and I wanna take care of my finances, which means I gotta be financially educated, and then I gotta put in the steps to make sure that I am going to be okay financially. Because no matter where you are, if you are in a first world country, if you understand what I'm saying, you have the ability now to take charge of your finances. But the first thing you have to do is understand what to do. Because now if you're struggling with your money, like if you're living paycheck to paycheck, the very first thing that you can do now is just learn to say no. And this is a very common thing that happens where you're working hard to save some money. You're working hard to put some cash aside. You're working hard to finally try to get out of this rat race, but something always happens. Somebody keeps having a birthday. Somebody keeps getting married. Somebody keeps wanting to go on a vacation. Somebody keeps wanting to go out to these expensive dinners. And every time you put aside a little bit of cash, whether it's $100, $1,000, or $10,000, you find that something comes up to deplete your savings. And this is where you have to learn how to say no, because if you can't say no, then anytime something comes up, it's gonna keep draining your bank account. So you have to be able to say no. Now, this is gonna be tough, because someone's gonna wanna invite you to an event. Someone's gonna wanna invite you to a nice dinner. Someone's gonna invite you to this thing that you feel like you have to go through. This is where you gotta be willing to say no, because you wanna be able to take care of your finances. If you feel obligated that if you go there, you're gonna have to pay $250 for this nice dinner, or you're gonna have to pay $200 for a gift, or you're gonna have to pay $2,000 to go on a vacation, and you don't wanna spend that money, or you can't afford to spend that money, it's okay to say no. Now, you might be saying, but Jaspreet, I wanna be able to enjoy my life. I wanna have nice memories. I wanna have this nice stuff. That's fine. I'm not saying don't have a good life. I'm not saying don't make good memories, but this is where you gotta make a decision. What's more important to you right now? Is making that memory more important to you right now, or is building wealth more important to you right now? And you just gotta make that decision for yourself. It's a free country. No one can tell you what to do, but if you really wanna become wealthy, you gotta be willing to put in the sacrifice to make those decisions. Before, when I was trying to build my wealth, I knew that I wanted to achieve something that nobody could really understand. Because I had this vision of wanting to build something, wanting to become successful, and I didn't know anybody else around me who had achieved this level of success that I wanted. But I was willing to do whatever it took. So when we used to go out to eat, me and my friends, we used to all go out to eat. All of my friends would order something, and I would eat nothing. I would drink water, and then I would go home to eat because I knew that was cheaper. Now, I like eating out now because I can afford to do that. I can afford the nicer meals. I can afford to do this where it doesn't bother me financially to do that. But before, when $100 was a bigger deal, I didn't want to spend $50, $100 on things that I know that I can make at home for $5 or $10. So it didn't make sense to me financially, because in that time, during that phase, I did not want to spend a penny that I didn't have to, because I wanted to invest everything back that I could into my investments. I wanted to invest everything that I could back into my business, because I wanted to pour everything back into me. Now, of course, living smaller is not fun. It is one of the least fun things to do. But if you kind of stop think of it as a chore and you think of it more as something that you have to get through, like a hurdle in order to achieve that success, it doesn't really become as much of a chore. Like when I was going to restaurants with my friends and I wasn't eating at the restaurants, it didn't really seem like that big of a deal. To me, I was like, man, you're eating all these calories, all this fried stuff, all this stuff that wasn't good for you. And I was like, I'm just going to go eat at home. It's going to be healthier and it's going to be cheaper. Like it just kind of becomes a game, but you have to be able to kind of beat it into your mindset because you have to be wealthy here before you can be wealthy in your bank account. You have to be wealthy in your mind before you can actually be wealthy and be visibly wealthy. And this is one of the reasons why I call myself and everything that I do the minority mindset, because it's all about thinking differently than the majority of people. If you are doing what everybody else is doing, then for 90% of things, it's probably wrong. And this is where you have to just understand and think about it, that if you don't want to end up like everybody else, if you don't want to live like everybody else, if you want to live a life that's different from everybody else, you can't keep doing what everybody else is doing. Because if you keep doing what everybody else is doing, you're going to end up just like everybody else. And if you keep doing what everybody else is doing and you're expecting a different result, well, that's the definition of insanity. That's a quote written by somebody else. I did not write that. But this is where you have to just be honest with yourself and understand, what do you want and what are you willing to sacrifice and do to achieve what you want? Like, you can't speak out of both sides of your mouth. I did an interview, I forget who it was recently, where I talked about this, where a lot of people say that they want to become wealthy. You say with your words, I want to be rich. But your actions speak much louder than your words. Because on one hand, you're saying, I want to be rich. And then on the second hand, you're driving a BMW, yet you have $0 in your investment account. You're buying Gucci, but you don't have any money in your stock portfolio. You're buying Louis Vuitton, yet you own no rental properties. And this is where you have to understand, if you're going to be buying this nice luxury stuff, but you don't have any money in your investment portfolio, your priorities are in the wrong place. And this is where you have to understand, what do you want? Would you rather look rich or be rich? Because right now, the majority of people are trying to look rich, which is keeping them away from actually becoming rich. And, you know, it's not that difficult of a concept to grasp. I think we all know that if you stopped buying nice things and you invested it instead, you'd become wealthier over the long term. But it's difficult because most of us don't have that long-term mindset where we're thinking, what's going to happen 10 years from now? What's going to happen 20 years from now? How am I going to be? What's my personal financial situation going to be? But this is one of those things where you have to start thinking differently if you want to actually become wealthy, because now you got to start thinking for the long term, not just 6 months down the road, but 10 years down the road, because you are going to pass through these 10 years. And either 10 years from now, you're going to become significantly wealthier than you are today, or you're going to be significantly broker than you are today, or you're going to be the same. That choice is yours. And again, you can blame everybody else. You can blame every other entity in the world for the problems that you're having. But that doesn't solve any of your problems. Like, you saying that the government is keeping you broke, you saying that your corporation is keeping you broke, you saying that your boss is keeping you broke, you saying that your student loans are keeping you broke, you saying that the credit card company is keeping you broke, it doesn't do any good. Now, if you can complain about it for 10 minutes, give yourself 10 minutes to go complain about it, cry about it, tell everybody about it, post about it on social media. Once you get it out, because it's annoying and it sucks, now it's done. Now spend the rest of your 23 hours in the day worrying about what you are going to do to actually fix your personal situation. That way now you can actually become wealthy. And the first thing that you can do now is just by saying no. Which brings me now to the second thing that you can do. Don't do more of the things that got you into this financial situation in the first place. If credit card debt got you into this situation, if your student loans are holding you back, if it is all your spending online, then stop doing that thing that is keeping you in the situation or that got you in the situation. Stop doing that. And this might seem like common sense, but this is one of those things where sometimes you just have to kind of think about it logically and see what you have to break away from. Because if you have $10,000 worth of credit card debt, you should not be spending money on your credit card right now. If you have any sort of credit card debt, you should not be spending money on your credit card. Now, you might hear that and say, but Jaspreet, I heard that you love spending money on your credit card and that you only use a credit card. You're right. I love using a credit card. I only use a credit card to make my transactions, but I have $0 with a credit card debt. Anytime I spend with my credit card, I pay off the entire balance in full every single month. That way I never have to pay a penny in interest. That way now my credit card is paying me for using it because now I get the perks, I get the cash back, I get the rewards, and I get all the other benefits of a credit card. But if I were having to pay interest, then none of these things are worth it for the credit card. And so this is where now you have to understand, if you have credit card debt, stop spending money on your credit card. Only pay with cash, pay with a debit card, that way you can get out of credit card debt, because now you're not building your credit card debt any bigger, and now you need to aggressively pay down this credit card debt as fast as possible. Like, let me just give you a quick hypothetical. If you had $6,200 when you turned 21, and you took all of this $6,200 and you invested this money somewhere, and this investment could get you a 20% return a year consistently, and you did that for the course of your career, you did that from 21 until 66 years old, you would have $20 million. If not $20 million, $15 million, but you would have more than $10 million in your bank account. You would be a multi-millionaire. Now you might hear that and say, Jaspreet, where in the world am I going to get a 20% consistent return on my money? Well, your credit card company is doing it every single day. They're getting that return by charging you interest on the things that you bought that you couldn't afford to pay off. And so this is where you can't get that 20% return year after year after year, but your credit card company is doing it. How are they doing it? Because of you, because of your credit card debt. So first thing, avoid using credit cards if you have any credit card debt. Stop using credit cards. Second, pay down that credit card debt as fast as possible. And this can be any sort of high interest debt. If you have hard money loans, if you have any of those buy now, pay later loans that are now charging you a super high APR with a super high fees because you didn't pay it off in time, these are the things that you need to be paying off first, because anything that's charging you this high interest debt is literally skinning you alive financially. And this is where you want to be paying attention to what's going on, because they don't want you to know how much these things are actually costing you, because if you did, you would get much more worried, you would get angry, and you would take more action. And this is where you want to be the one that's taking action. And how do I know this? Because right before me recording this video, I watched a speech by the Federal Reserve Bank Chairman Jerome Powell. And what he said was, his goal is to bring inflation down. Like, we know that inflation is still high right now, but his goal is to bring inflation down to levels where inflation isn't something that people notice, that it isn't something that you're factoring into your household spending decisions, that it's not something that you're factoring into your basic household conversations. So he wants to bring inflation down, not to zero, but to something that's low enough that you don't notice it. This is where his 2% goal is. Now, let me just think about that for a second, or let's just think about that for a second, because if their goal is to bring inflation down to a level where you don't really think about it, but it's still there, because now that we all know that inflation makes the regular person poorer and broker every single day, well, if inflation is low, that still means that it's making you poorer every single day, because when you have inflation, it's making the value of your savings and your earnings lower. But when it's low enough that it doesn't really affect you day by day, that it's does not really bothering you, that you don't notice it, that doesn't mean that it's not happening. And so that's what a lot of these institutions want to do, where they want to make something as little pain as possible, where they can just keep taking money out of your bank account to the point where it's not affecting your day-to-day decisions, where it's not at the top of your mind every single day. That way they can just keep taking money away from you, because now they keep getting rich. Well, you keep getting poor, but you don't even think about it. You don't even see it happen, because it's not these huge $50,000 transactions. It's these small micropayments that keep so many people broke. It's the thing that keeps so many people poor. But this is where now you have to break out of that, get financially educated, and start making decisions that are smarter for yourself financially. Now, of course, the best thing that you can do with your money now is start putting some extra cash aside into your investments, because that's how wealthy people become wealthy. Wealthy people invest their money and then they spend whatever's left. The majority of people are spending their money, and then if they have anything left, they might save it or invest a little bit. So you want to flip that mindset. I'm not going to go over how to invest your money and go over all the investing strategies in this video, but if you want to learn more about investing, We have a free guide that my team put together on how you can start investing your money, even if you don't have a lot of money, and how you can start generating passive income from your investments. So if you want to read this free guide on how to generate passive income from your investments, even if you don't have a lot of money, it's completely free. And I'll put the link to how you can download this guide down in the description below. This is where now you have to understand, okay, you are spending a little bit less money, you are creating a little bit of a buffer, and now what are you doing with the money? Well, you want to invest it, but now let's talk about how do you actually just break away out of paycheck to paycheck, because that investment money is what's going to make you wealthy, right? Like we've talked about this before, I have tons of videos on my channel where the wealth formula is you take your income, you subtract your expenses, and this equals your investments plus your savings. If you want to become wealthy, you have to boost your investments. If you want to have a bigger financial cushion, you boost your savings. Well, how do you do that? You can increase your income or you can decrease your expenses. Up until now, we've been talking about how do you decrease your expenses. But now let's flip gears a little bit and let's talk about how do you actually increase your income, because now this can really accelerate the way that you become wealthy. Now, obviously one way that you can increase your income is by investing your money, because when you invest your money, the whole idea is now you're putting your money to work to attract you more money. That's the passive way to earn more money. But if you really want to earn more money quicker, you got to be willing to take on more risk and you have to be willing to put in more action. Because now this is where you want to start developing this abundant mindset. Because most of us grow up with not a growth or abundant mindset, it's a limited, scarce mindset where we think there's a limited amount of money in the world, that if you make a dollar, I can't make a dollar, that if somebody else is getting something, I can't get something. And this is what creates envy, it's what creates jealousy, because now we're always counting what other people are getting, we're counting what other people are making. And this makes us now feel stressed, it makes us anxious, it makes us angry, because we keep seeing other people making all the money and we have nothing for ourselves. There are so many layers of toxicness that when you do that, one, it's just all this negativity, where when you're just constantly hating about what other people are doing, it just puts a whole bunch of negativity out there, which already makes it hard for you to become successful. Second, you become worried about all the wrong things. You're now worried about what everybody else is doing, what everybody else is making, and there's no focus on you and your finances. And third, when you have this type of toxic, negative nature about money and success and wealth, it becomes even more difficult for you to achieve it and do it yourself. So this is where you want to break away from this toxic, scarcity, limited, broke mindset and start moving towards more of an abundant growth wealth mindset. Now, I'm not going to do a whole talk about mindset in this video, but if that's something that you struggle with, you have to take care of that and tackle that first, because like I said earlier in this video, you have to be wealthy here before you can be wealthy in your bank account. And you might hear that and say, Jaspreet, you have no idea what you're talking about, because I know if I was watching this video 10 years ago, that's exactly what I would be saying. But it is 100% true. I'm telling you from my years of experience, from going from, you know, very little, figuring it out, hustling, to actually becoming wealthy, to building investments, to building businesses, to having employees, and doing all of that, you have to be wealthy in your mindset first. And it's not that, hey, I think about money and money magically shows up in my bank account. That's not why I'm saying that. It's not this whole like magic where you just think happy things and happy things happen. That's not what I'm saying. It's understanding that mindset of appreciating success. It's understanding that mindset of there is an abundance of money out there. There's an abundance of wealth out there. There's an abundance of happiness out there. And just because somebody else has something doesn't mean that you can't have it either. And the reason why this is important, because now as you start putting your money to work, as you start investing your money, as you start building financial systems, as you start living below your means, as you start having a margin in your income, so you spend money and you earn money and you have some cash left over, this is where now you understand, oh yeah, if I just make more money, now I'll have more money to put to work. I'll have more money to build my wealth. I'll have more money to invest, because now I understand what to actually do with my money. I have this financial education. Well, this is where that mindset becomes extremely either beneficial or harmful, depending on what your mindset is. Because now maybe you're making $40,000 a year and you're putting aside 10 grand. You're putting aside 25%. But now if you want to be more aggressive, you're going to have to earn more money. And what do you do? Well, you can either, well, you have two options. You can either now live smaller. Instead of putting aside $10,000 a month, you can put aside $15,000 a month. But now you're just squeezing more pennies out of the same pie. Sure, an extra five grand a year is going to make a difference, but there's a limited pie. There's only a certain amount of dollars that you can squeeze out of this pie versus the alternative is instead of just squeezing more pennies out of this $40,000 pie, what if you can take your $40,000 pie and turn it into a $400,000 pie? Now, if you live by the same metrics where you're putting aside 25%, that's $100,000. That's a lot more than the extra $5,000 that you'd have to squeeze out of your $40,000 pie, but you're living by the same metrics. You're still living off of 75% of what you make. Now, at first, you're gonna hear that and say, Jaspreet, how in the world am I gonna go from $40,000 to $400,000? Like, that's impossible. And I can tell you that if you say it's impossible, if you say it's not possible, if you say that somebody like you can't go from 40 to 400, you're 100% right. It's going to be impossible for you because your mindset is what's blocking you. But when you believe it's possible, you actually believe that somebody like you can earn more money, that somebody like you can achieve success and wealth, then what are you going to do? You're going to start putting in work. You're going to start taking action. Again, I'm not saying that as soon as you start thinking I'm going to earn more money, that it's going to magically show up, that your boss is going to bump up your salary from $40,000 to $400,000. That's not what I'm saying. We're not talking about magic here. We're talking about actual actionable steps where now you might go to YouTube and start watching videos on how do you earn more money. Maybe you start learning about how do you build a side hustle. Maybe you start learning about how do you build a business idea. Then maybe you start reading some books. You invest $100 to get 5 to 10 of the best business books that you can find on Audible and Amazon, and you just start reading these books. I can promise you that if you read these books, now you're gonna become more educated about business, especially if you're reading the books that are the top sellers, the top business books out there. They're very easy to find. Just go and start reading them. It does not matter which ones. Just start learning. Because as you start learning, you're going to start reading and realizing that maybe you like marketing. Maybe you like sales. Maybe you like something else. You're going to see what you like and you're going to start learning more about that. Now you start taking it one step deeper. Maybe you start buying classes. And along the way, maybe you start your own product. Maybe you start selling your own thing. Maybe you start your own agency. And now you start to make some money. Maybe you become a freelancer. And you start doing this, and then 3 months later, you realize you did the wrong thing. You lost $100, $500, $1,000, you're doing the wrong thing, and now you're taking two steps backwards, but your mindset is 10 steps forward. You have learned so many things along the way. You feel like you're starting over because financially, you put in some work, you started, you lost some money, and now you're trying to start over. But you are so much further than where you were before because you understand so much more, and now you can go so much further because you have gone through that learning process. These mistakes, these failures are the real life tuition that you have to pay in order to become successful. Every single successful person out there has gone through their fair share of failures. Like, I started Minority Mindset because I got scammed and screwed over when I was launching a different business. And this is where now you have to understand, okay, you're putting in that work, you have the mindset, you're putting in the action to earn more money, and now that you're starting to earn more money, what do you do with that money? Now we go back to that same formula that I laid out just a little bit ago. Income minus expenses equal your investments plus your savings. How do you become wealthy? You ramp up your investments. So we talked about how to limit your expenses. Now the next thing that we're doing now is you are ramping up your income. Now as you're making more money from your income, you don't want to just magically inflate your expenses. You don't want to just start inflating your lifestyle just because you're earning more money, because now that's going to put you back into the same situation that you were in before. You're going to go back to living paycheck to paycheck, because a paycheck to paycheck lifestyle is not a byproduct of how much money you're making. It's a byproduct of the mindset that you have, because you have people that are paycheck to paycheck living off of $30,000 a year, and you have people that are paycheck to paycheck living off of $300,000 a year, and you have people that are paycheck to paycheck making $3 million a year. Now, you might hear that and say, how in the world does somebody make a $3 million a year living paycheck to paycheck? Well, it happens all the time. It happens all the time because making money is very different than managing money. Some people can be very good at making money, but horrible at managing money. And some people can be very good at managing money, but very good. And some people can be very good at managing money and very bad at making money. Managing money and making money are two completely separate things, but managing money is what can help you get and become wealthy, and it can help you stay wealthy. Making money will help you become wealthy faster, but it's not going to help you stay wealthy unless you know how to manage your money. And this is where you have to understand how they both play a part side by side to build each other up. And this is why I keep saying that your financial education is what's so important, because at the end of the day, I talk about this, I feel like a lot now, but the way the system is designed, there's a lot of things that are out there that profit out of people being financially poor. There's a lot of things and entities that profit out of you being financially uneducated. There's a lot of things that benefit out of keeping you financially stupid. It's the reality. Now, we can hate it, cry it, complain about it, scream about it, but spending all of our energy and time hating the system isn't going to change the system, and it isn't going to make you wealthy. So spend your 10 minutes upset, angry, ranting. Now spend the rest of your time, 23 hours a day, 23 hours and 50 minutes a day, now actually doing something about it. That way now you can become wealthy despite the system, because it is possible. No matter where you come from, no matter who your parents are, no matter what degree you have, if you don't have a degree, no matter what salary you have, no matter what your circumstances are, yes, it is going to be harder for some people than others, but it's not impossible. But it requires you now to be willing to put in the work, get financially educated, and then actually make it happen.